This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're about to get rich. Lee Sterling, he's on fire. We'll talk to him in 10 minutes of Paramount Sports. It's a stacked week in football. College football tomorrow from beginning to end is really insane. NFL, you got the Texans at 3. You got the Ravens and Chiefs. Those are your marquee games. And you could say the Rams and Browns is something to keep an eye on as well. And everybody has a fantasy team, so every game's marquee when you have that going. So it's a stacked football Friday, and we're looking forward to getting rich in watching it. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Let's go to the phone lines, 713-572-4610. Rick, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
I'm up.
You're up, man.
You're in.
I got you. I need you to clear something up for me. Last week, when the New Orleans took the ball, I think they had 13 seconds left, and all they had to go was 10 yards, and then stop the clock, and then kick the field goal. So, if it's up to me, they can't call timeout if the play is still in.
Man, Rick, I'm sorry. I'm not. No disrespect to you. I'm not trying to go back to the New Orleans Saints game.
Yeah, but people have said this. Let's just say it real quick. When a player declares himself down, they can call timeout. You don't have to be touched. What he was going to say is, what if they just let him lay there and let the clock run? No,
come on.
Once you declare yourself down, you call timeout.
That's old news. I mean, you want to call in and talk about David Carr's debut too? Like, come on, man. Y'all got to be better than this. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Art. Art, I'm assuming that you want to talk about Dominic Davis's running back skills.
No.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
I just wanted to touch base on the Hall of Fame quarterbacks that Texans have faced. When is Romeo Crennel going to be held accountable for letting those guys score so much?
I think this is a brewing story, to be honest.
Good question, Art. Appreciate
it. When might be now in some circles or soon, right? I mean, I think that's one of the things that that people are more and more starting to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, a lot of I'm going back and forth with my man Texans Bill on Twitter. The thing is a lot of times Hall of Fame quarterbacks, it could be a defensive thing where they're just able to identify defenses more. Even if it's a guy like an Eli Manning who's a fringe guy, he beat Bill O'Brien and the Texans last year amidst one of the worst years he's had in his career. Maybe, but just because you were showing too soon, just like we saw Drew Brees at the end of the game, like in a critical situation where you saw Drew Brees see that. So that's the only thing I'm saying. That's the only reason I'm bringing this up. And the only reason that these numbers are even thrown out there is because it is a unique situation with Bill O'Brien. Because on one hand, you can talk about a guy who's won 3 division titles in 5 years. But on the other hand, if you talk to people around the NFL and you talk to people especially at tailgates or out there at NRG, which is why I seriously think Cal McNair should get a disguise like undercover boss and go tailgate and talk to the fans and just get an idea of this, it really is just kind of alarming that you really just have to look past the results sometimes. Because Chuck Pagano, when he was getting Andrew Luck killed, and it resulted in Andrew Luck having to retire when they assembled a good offensive line around him and it was too late, he could say, we're winning division titles.
Sure.
Yeah, but your quarterback's getting his ass kicked and your ceiling's not very high. Mm-hmm. Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati, like, he'd win a division title every once in a while, and that would justify it. You would always get a chance to come back. And now, all of a sudden, the Cincinnati Bengals are having to rebuild, and they have nothing to show for 10 years. You can always justify things with division titles, but you have to look deeper into the division titles, and that's the only reason that these kind of studies that we've done are even done by us.
What do I always say about division titles?
You say they mean nothing.
Division titles are for losers. If you're hanging your hat on having won division titles, I'm not saying they're not nice, because they are. I'm not saying they're not important, because they're very important. It could help determine your playoff standing in that particular year. But if you look back on a season and say, you know, we won a division, that means nothing to me if you've got ousted in the first round of the playoffs. Division titles are for losers in terms of hanging your hat on that. So just erase that as far as I'm concerned. Other than in the season in which you win them, because like as I just mentioned, they mean something in terms of how you're gonna you know, be seeded and such. But in terms of like the, you know, having won these games or not won these games against Hall of Fame quarterbacks, it's not an impossible task. Literally every year in the NFL, some team comes up and makes a run in the postseason and ends up beating a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. It's just stacking them up and finally getting over that hump.
713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Ted. Ted, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to talk to you about everybody calling for Romeo Crennel's head after two games into the season, and they seem to forget that he's basically carried this team for the last 5.5 years. Now, what about the year when we had the number one defense in the NFL, and then for some unknown reason, you put him in the booth and give it to Vrabel, and we go to like 28 or 30. That's probably where you had a bunch of losses to these various Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Give the guy half the season to try to fix what O'Brien messed up, getting rid of Clowney and giving a bunch of new DBs. Give him a chance to fix it.
Appreciate you, Ted. I will be fair. That year that Vrabel was calling defense, I mean, Whitney Merciless was out for the season. J.J. Watt was out for the season. You had like over 30 guys on IR. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily know that Romeo was really opposed to having the administrative head coach
that year,
thing.
Not
yeah.
because of the defense.
Yeah, it was a disaster. Deshaun Watson got hurt.
Of the defense.
Deshaun Watson got hurt, but you had a lot of guys get
hurt.
And
let's be clear about Romeo Crennel. You and I both think he's one of the – if you know, one of the absolute greatest to ever do it. But the question was asked us of us, do you think there's more criticism? Why isn't there more criticism of Romeo Crennel? And I'm honestly answering, I think it's starting now. And I think there's inherent biases there that are maybe unfair. Some people are starting to question him because he's older. He's 72 years old. I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's one of the reasons. And also this defense has lost some talent or ability that they once had at key positions, cornerback being the one that bothers me the most. And so, look, the guy's a legendary figure.
He's one of the best of all time. He's one of the five best defensive coordinators
of all time.
If you're
going to ask me, are people starting to criticizing more, the honest answer is yes, and maybe it's going to be deserved. But maybe, we, you know, in six games we'll be saying, oh, no, he was right. What was the caller's name?
I don't remember.
Anyway, I'm sorry. My bad.
Loophole.
Yeah.
Same as loophole. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I called about to talk about is Romeo Crennel. If you look back, a lot of these losses to these so-called Hall of Fame quarterbacks came when we had the lead at the end of the game and our defense couldn't stop them from driving right down the field and winning the game. I mean, Crennel's defense puts up good statistics during the year, but when it comes to the end of the game and you have to stop somebody, they can't do it.
Well, I think there's a lot of factors. Like Romeo Crennel, I'm not gonna all of a sudden start criticizing his record as a defensive coordinator. Just not gonna do it. But if you're saying is more criticism gonna fall in his lap in recent weeks and months, then okay, I'm going to agree with you that I think it's absolutely going to happen, because all kinds of factors go into play in the postseason and why this team has not only won the one game.
We're trying to get a hold of Lee Sterling. We're trying to win you some money, but apparently Lee just doesn't want to win us money this week. So we'll see if we get a hold of him. I know he's out there in Miami. You never know what my man Lee is doing. But let's go to Jeff. I didn't know this was going to go in the Romeo direction, but Jeff, go ahead, join the Romeo party.
Yes, sir. Since O'Brien's been here, wouldn't you say our defense has been our best part of our team?
Absolutely.
And we brought in Bill O'Brien because he's an offensive genius, right?
Well, that was the alleged.
I mean,
guru,
I don't even know who says that. Does anyone say that anymore? Though
says that anymore.
He was his claim to fame is he was an offensive coordinator.
Correct.
Yeah, it was, but we know that's not true though at this point. You know, that's kind of old news. No one's going to say that Bill O'Brien's a QB guru, right? Like you don't hang out with people who say that, right?
No, but he's an offensive coach.
Sure. Yes, correct. Yes. Correct.
Right, and our offense has stunk and it's looked horrible. In fact, if you look at Deshaun Watson, when Deshaun Watson didn't have much of an effect of when he was a rookie and he mainly had other coaches in his head, he looked great. When O'Brien.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jeff. Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. I appreciate the call, though, Jeff. Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. I listen to the show all the time. I just want to tell you guys, the thing that I think that's more telling than the losing against these terrible QBs and the winning – the winning against those terrible QBs and the losing to these Hall of Fame quarterbacks is going to be the point differential. Because it feels like, as a Texan fan, when we win, like this Jacksonville win, where we win by 1 point, it's our constant state of being. And when we lose to these Hall of Fame quarterbacks, we're getting blown out of the water. I think that's the more telling research that people need to look into.
Right. Now that is a good one, Dylan. I appreciate that. 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I don't like O'Brien. But
I like that opening.
That might be a drop, dude.
Listen, Cornell has been a problem. This didn't just start. This has been going on for years, man. It's been going on for a real long time. And it's not just against Hall of Fame quarterbacks. It's Minshew. It's been happening. Anytime at the end of the game when your defense needs to stop, it never happens. Never happens. They just sit back and allow his defense to get picked apart. That's it, man. But kill both of them.
Man, damn, that's a little harsh.
Dude, that's pretty hard.
Man, I didn't know where you were.
I think a lot of people just basing that on the Saints game and the end of the Saints game. You got torched in the second half. What'd they give up? 27 points?
Yep.
And you gave up a 13-second game-winning field goal. I mean, in 13-second game-winning field goal drive.
The stat that I threw out after the Saints game is Deshaun Watson, in his short career, he has lost five times mm-hmm. when after he's thrown the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter. Five times.
That is incredible.
That's happened to Joe Montana five times in his entire career. It happened to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning just four times. Mm-hmm. Those are nearly two decade careers.
Those should not be
some of the
stats.
Best quarterbacks ever. And Deshaun Watson's already done it as much as Montana,
yeah.
And one time more than Brady and Manning. And you can say that's a roster thing, but regardless, that's still a huge problem when you have a quarterback coming through like that in the fourth quarter, and you're getting and it's falling apart. And at some point, is it about personnel? Is it about the defense? Is it about the offense? Like, yeah. what situation are we in? What's going on there? That's something to really keep an eye on. Let's go to Seth. Seth, you're on In the Loop. Is this Seth Payne?
No, my name is really Seth, not Seth. But
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I love the show. My main thing, I think the question mainly should be, what is his record against, Hall of Fame, coaches? Because, I mean, pretty much every year, we're going to make the playoffs to be close to that, so that's not really the question. I mean, we already know when we play Kansas City, New England, our two top rivals to get to the Super Bowl. We're going to get our coach both of those games. We already know that. And so that's one point. My other point is, like, who was upstairs, like, telling O'Brien, like, to challenge this or that's like a main question, because every time he challenged something, it doesn't work out for him. I mean, who's giving him that advice?
That is exactly. My main question, too.
Who is that guy?
That is my.
It's Brad Seeley, isn't it?
It's got to be. Someone has to be at least broaching the subject. It didn't look like it last week in the first half, but at least be saying, hey, timeout. What do you think, coach? Something like that. Because that was just, we're not going to go over that. We were talking about it this week, but it was just inexcusable the way he handled it. Something's got to change in the process of the game, in the process of who's doing what during the action, because that was just an embarrassment.
Let's go to Ernesto. Ernesto, you're on In the Loop.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I know a lot of things are the same as they've been, or it seems that way anyway. My question is about the O-line and a couple of things. So what Jacksonville, I understand Tennessee is trash. Well, what the Jacksonville defense did to them, doesn't that show a little bit better on our offensive line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Being only two games in the season, I mean, I understand things are what they are right now, but how many games before we really know what kind of team we've got?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think the Texans' offensive line has clearly improved. Now, I will say this about Tennessee, and this is something to keep a grain of salt. I know a lot of the sacks were coming from the inside, a lot of the pressure, Calais Campbell. they are without Taylor Lewan right now. So yeah. Taylor Lewan, the best left tackle, probably in the AFC South, one of the best in the game, is out. But you saw Jacksonville, 9 sacks last night. Texans, they allowed two true sacks.
Well, they allowed 4 sacks.
Well, 2 true sacks. I'm going with the Wade Smith mentality here.
Sure, if you feel like that. Which, what stats do you not like? What stats do you like? And which stats do you, which stats are real and which ones are not?
Whichever ones I decide. Whichever ones back up my argument.
Okay.
Let's go to Travis. Travis, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I really have a question for y'all more than anything because I don't know the answer, but I think it's worth talking about. And that's in regards to JJ.
Ooh.
Do we see JJ become JJ again, or is JJ done? Mm. I mean, there was a play last game where they were Tennessee was probably, I don't know, 5 or 10 yards out of the end zone. Minshew rolled to the right and tossed it to the end zone. JJ was in single coverage there, and I hate to say it, but he kind of got bodied, pushed around.
Yes. What is Travis? That's interesting. We were talking to somebody yesterday. Who knows a lot about these types of things, and he said that J.J. Watt, he hasn't been producing, but he hasn't looked like his old self. You know, he hasn't looked like his old self, and if he doesn't start producing, it's definitely going to be something that people are going to have to take a look
at. I'll go with what Seth Payne said, who I trust and played on the defensive line. What he's saying about J.J. Watt, J.J.'s still going to get some sacks. He's still going to have the technique that's just, you know, unparalleled in the NFL. But that boom, that burst that he's had and has made him so good, Seth Payne.
That initial boom.
The thrust, if you will.
There you go.
Seth Payne says it's not like it's not there. It's just not quite what it was. Now, that's something that can get there over the course of a season, too. So we'll see.
We'll try to get a hold of Lee Sterling in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll see what he's working with and try to win some money. But we're going to go around the NFL. It's a big weekend in the NFL. We'll go around the NFL. Probably try to catch up with Lee Sterling as well next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.